Okay, I'm trying to suck the stuff back in the entry tube there, and looks like part of it's coming in.
Roger, Ron, we copy that.
And the camera's down to about 50% here, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it off now.
Roger, Ron. Ron, if I didn't tell you, we concur with turning the deck off there.
Okay, yeah, I got you. I'll turn it off. You know, I just have to think after I've already sucked the part of those bubbles back in there, but we've got enough fluid in there to pump it out the next time without sucking that back in there, don't we?
I'm sorry, Ron, say that again.
Don't we have enough of the Krytox fluid without sucking that back in there? Maybe I can just wipe the Krytox off and some Kleenex and maybe there won't be any bubbles the next time.
Okay, stand by. Ron, I guess we understand you've pulled some back in, but you haven't pulled any of the bubbles. And if you pull any more in, you're going to start the bubbles back in. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, why don't you stand by here on that then?
Let me see. I'll see if I can push the bubbles out of the way here with some.
Okay, the consensus is that we would like to not pull the bubbles back in. I think you've got a good idea.
Okay.
It's the old keep the bubbles out of the Krytox trick.
Okay, I'll see if I can do it. I see you're finally getting caught up in the humor of the thing there, Stu.
Oh, I've always been in good humor. It sure sounded like that baffle did the trick, Ron.
Yeah, I think it did too. It looks like it worked real well.
This is Apollo Control at 43 hours, 52 minutes. Krytox, which is a heavy oil, is one of the fluids being used in the demonstration. Apollo 17 is now 146,455 nautical miles from Earth. Velocity 3,505 feet per second. And this shift of orange flight controllers is being directed by Charles Lewis, one of the several gentlemen recently promoted to flight director. The regular orange flight director, Pete Frank, is an observer for this shift.